Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with LeVar Heffany. LeVar, I need your website again, please.
Fayohne.com, F-A-Y-O-H-N-E.com.
Okay, so check that out. LeVar, we're talking about the tax reform bill. Corporate America got a real big birthday present with this thing, and I really do believe that it will make them more competitive around the world. There's no question
right. They
were uncompetitive, and it's hard to imagine how corporate America being more competitive around the world can't wind up being good for the economy, right? I mean, that's just
right.
that ought to be almost a by definition kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, it's pretty interesting because when you look at all of the deductions that large corporations are able to take advantage of, they're paying between 14 and 18% net, honestly. But I think we may see additional investment. You've seen what AT&T is doing. You've seen what Comcast is doing.
I think we should hold them to all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would like to see, you know, instead of a one-time payment of $1,000 per employee, you know, how about an additional $1,000 a month in their paychecks? You know, I think that could really help a lot of families, and that could certainly stimulate the economy. But small businesses can certainly take advantage of this new reform. Some of the money that they will be able to save, they can reinvest in their businesses.
It is going to lower. I think in the short term,
right,
this bill is going to be beneficial for most small businesses. And for some small businesses, it's going to be good for them a lot, like especially the larger small businesses. But what I'm still concerned that they increase the level of complexity in small businesses' tax compliance. And I'll tell you what, another thing I'm worried about. I'm worried that they've given the IRS another avenue to get all up in our business because that pass through tax, they're going to be watching that, and they've already said it. It's in plain English. They said we're not going to let wealthy individuals abuse this. Now, when you say small business and wealthy individual in the same paragraph, that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, LeVar.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago the IRS hired thousands of new agents, and they were scrutinizing taxpayers that filed Schedule Cs. So you have your sole proprietors, you have your single member LLCs, and they were itemizing, or they were taking certain deductions, and the IRS, they really started to highlight a lot of things that may have been questionable from their perspective. So yeah, there's going to be some increased scrutiny, and it is very, very important that business owners work closely with their advisors, their accountants, their attorneys, their financial planners to make sure that they're on the up and up when it comes to their tax compliance.
Well, another thing that makes me question, is making me suspect of how this is going to help the economy, LeVar, is corporate America allegedly is going to have a lot more money to spend on Main Street.
Right.
And they're acting like the reason why they haven't been doing that is because they didn't have money. You and I both know corporate America has been awash in cash for 5 years.
Absolutely.
If they wanted to give their people more money, if they wanted to invest in Main Street instead of doing financial capitalism, they could have already been doing it.
I absolutely agree. And what is very interesting, within the last 5 to 8 years, you've seen a lot of these programs that a lot of corporations have implemented where they're working with small businesses as vendors, and the regulations or the requirements to become a vendor are just so Byzantine that a lot of these Main Street businesses don't have any opportunity to take advantage of some of these contracts.
That's right.
And I would love to see those processes streamlined so that Main Street businesses can actually have a seat at the table.
But you know, Navar, you know whose fault this is? The reason why small business owners, small businesses get the hindmost in cases like this, you know whose fault it is? It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's not President Trump's fault. It's our fault. You know why? Because we don't act as we're not organized.
Right.
There are organizations in Washington D.C. that are set up to help small business owners maximize their power, and small business owners, most small business owners do not contribute to an organization like that.
Right.
If small business owners got organized, we could rule the world, Avar.
I agree. Absolutely. There's so many of them. It's a matter of education and just getting the information out, consistently participating, being active in the local chapters of some of these organizations, and even taking leadership roles.
And you know what? How about this? This is something I've been advocating for 20 years. Be a single issue voter for your business.
Absolutely.
You know, look at the business owners you know who are single issue voters for the environment or for some other cause or whatever. How about be a single issue voter for your business?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Navar, I need your website one more time, please.
Fayohne.com, FAYOHNE.com.
Hey, come back soon.
Will do.
Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Really
Navar
Heffany,
ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.